Today, digital tyranny, another step closer as digital ID bill is passed. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, this past week, as everybody was focusing on the budget, our controlled digital future came one step nearer. As the Australian Federal Government's Digital ID Bill sailed through Parliament last week with the support of the crossbench, having been previously passed in the Senate.
Second reading. The bill for an act to provide for the accreditation of entities in relation to digital IDs and to establish the Australian Government Digital ID System and for related purposes.
Is leave granted for the third reading to be moved immediately? Call the member for Braddon.
Leave is granted, Speaker. Leave is
granted. Give the call to the Assistant Treasurer and Minister for Financial Services.
Thanks, Speaker. I move that this bill be now read a third time.
I'll put the question. Those opinions say aye. Against no. I think the ayes have it. And I call the clerk.
Third reading. The bill for an act to provide for the accreditation of entities in relation to digital IDs and to establish the Australian Government Digital ID System and for related purposes.
I have to report that the Digital ID Transitional and Consequential Provisions Bill 2023 has been fully considered by the Federation Chamber and has been agreed to without amendment. I present a certified copy of the bill. The question is that the bill be agreed to. I'll put the question. Those opinions say aye. Against no. I think the ayes have it. Those have it. Division required? No division required. This bill has been agreed to. Give the call to the Assistant Treasurer and Minister for Financial Services.
Thanks, Speaker. I ask the Leave of the House to move the third reading immediately.
Is leave granted? The member for Braddon.
Granted.
Leave is granted. I give the call to the Minister.
I move that this bill be read a third time.
I'll put the question. Those opinions say aye. Against no. I think the ayes have it.
Shadow Minister for Government Services and the Digital Economy, Paul Fletcher, on Wednesday said that while amendments in the Senate had improved the bill, there was still, quote, considerable uncertainty about how the scheme will work. And he said that with private digital identity providers like the Connect ID system already gaining traction, there was a risk that the digital identity landscape could become fragmented, which makes the scheme a poorer cousin of private sector solutions. Actually, the passing into law of this bill may, at a superficial level, sound sensible, given that as more Australians are increasingly transacting online, our identities are indeed vulnerable in new ways. So, the government says that the digital ID is to provide secure access to other services that we can have confidence and trust in. Here is a government ad on the subject, with a smiley young woman selling it really hard.
Constantly verifying your ID can be a hassle. Sharing your driver's license, proof of age card, passport, Medicare card, birth certificate and address details puts all that information at risk of falling into the wrong hands. But there's a solution that makes our lives a whole lot easier and our personal info a whole lot safer. Say hello to Australia's digital ID system. It's a straightforward, safer way of verifying who you are online, putting you in control of your information and providing a secure and convenient way to access online services. Picture this. You're changing jobs, getting a new phone, or applying for a loan, so you have three copies of your private information stored who knows where. Good news. In the future, you'll be able to do all of this without sharing copies of your personal ID documents. Wherever you are, no long queues, no paperwork. And once you've chosen and set up a digital ID, you can use it again and again for services connected to the system. Did you know there's already a lot you can do under Australia's digital ID system? Things like using your MyGov ID to do your annual tax return or setting up your access to claim back childcare costs online. In a world where cybersecurity is top of mind, the digital ID system safeguards your personal information and saves you time when you need to verify your ID online. Australia's digital ID system brings together government and industry digital IDs that meet strong privacy and security standards. This will mean more secure digital ID options for you to choose from and more ways for you to use them. So why not join some of the millions of people already verifying their ID through Australia's digital ID system?
But as I discussed in my previous show from the 29th of March this year, digital tyranny is indeed one step closer. And I was reminded of the parable of the frog, who slowly gets cooked to death in a pot as the temperature rises. And the same is true for Australians as civil liberties, such as the use of cash, are removed, even as the digital architecture for future control gets put into place. You can see parallels elsewhere around the world, and it's also aligned to the agenda of several high-profile non-elected bodies like the World Economic Forum of You Will Own Nothing and Be Happy fame. Australia's Digital ID Bill 2023 was initially introduced into the Senate on November the 30th last year, and then went through a Senate inquiry and a brief consultation period before being pushed through the Senate without debate. Despite assurances of voluntariness and promises to simplify citizens' lives, the Labor government has faced a series of backlashes from the lack of scrutiny given to the bill. And as you saw now, it's been passed in the lower house to become law. There is, of course, the wider story here, potentially linking digital ID with central bank digital currencies and social scores, perhaps enabling the ideas peddled by, for example, the World Economic Forum and other non-elected global entities, that we, the people, can be better controlled in terms of what we can say or even purchase. Formally, the legislation was required to enable a phased expansion of the so-called Australian Government Digital ID System, that's the AGDIS. Through this system, Australians can currently use the Australian Government's accredited digital ID provider, MyGovID, to access over 130 Commonwealth, state and territory government services. And while many Australians are benefiting from these government services, the phased expansion will enable more Australians to create and use their digital ID to verify who they are and provide access to additional state and territory and private sector services. It is effectively the Australia card in digital form. The government says that this legislation will provide Australians with greater choice in which accredited state and territory digital ID providers they use to access Commonwealth services and vice versa. First introduced into Parliament in November, the Digital ID Bill enshrines in law the privacy safeguards and governance structures behind the AGDIS, which have been in operation at a federal government level since 2019. And it will allow Australians to use credentials such as passports, birth certificates, and driver's licenses to verify their identity online, reducing the information held by businesses and therefore the seriousness of any data breaches, unless, of course, the central system is compromised. More than 12 million Australians already have a MyGovID, with almost 9 million verified against passports and other identity documents, and around half of those with MyGovID have also performed a one-off face verification. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher had previously said that an expanded AGDIS would be in place as soon as the middle of this year, and state and territory government-operated digital IDs will become the first to gain access to Commonwealth services and vice versa. The government has already introduced laws for the facial verification systems that underpins the AGDIS, but legislation also bans police from using the government-operated systems from conducting one-to-many matches. Ahead of this week's budget, the federal government actually announced a further $288 million for the Digital Identity Program in order to run pilots and to beef up infrastructure, regulation and security. Total funding for the scheme has now topped about $1 billion if you take into account the additional top-up of $145 million that came through the MyEFO last year. The bill claims Australia's digital identity scheme will expand economy-wide after long-awaited legislation designed to stop the oversharing of sensitive personal information passed federal parliament, and also paves the way for the expansion of the scheme to states and territory governments later this year. And the private sector will be invited to participate within 2 years, thanks to amendments agreed to by the government to secure the bill's passage through the Senate without the support of the coalition back in March. Other changes secured by the Greens ensured businesses provide comparable non-digital options for services where access is offered through the Australian Government Digital ID system. Those advocating for these laws say that they mark a major step forward for identity verification in Australia, with a system that has been a decade in the making also expected to provide new avenues for people to access services online. But the broader agenda of potential digital tyranny as a digital ID, central bank digital currency, social scoring, and media content control combined risk creating a controlled, compliant society where the government knows best. I, for one, don't like the smell of this, and it feels horribly like 1984 to me. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.